difference here is if you then look at the patients who are HER2 negative, you then start to see a different relationship between tamoxifen and exemestane, such that patients who are HER2 negative but have still got a high risk score are at significant risk of early relapse, and there is a really clinically useful reduction in their risk of relapse by choosing exemestane over tamoxifen at that point. So if you put numbers needed to treat on there, down here, unfortunately this is probably the majority of the patients, numbers needed to treat are very high. And if you go up to this end, so these are patients who've got this endocrine sensitive signature but poor prognostic features such as nodal positivity, where clearly it's worthwhile getting your aromatase inhibitor in up front if you want to prevent an early relapse. Ultimately, you might not prevent it relapsing by 5 years.